Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thank you very much, Mr. Elliott, for inviting me. And thank you very much for all my audience who are seeing me, your audience, and thank you. I have the privilege to talk to them also. And my name is, as you said, Dogar Muhammad Shafiq. I come back from Asia about 2001 or 2002. And in Mississauga, Ontario, Barrie, Orillia, in that state I remained 3 years. Then I came to this part of the world, this great community in 2006. Okay. I came as a trucker. I started my job as a trucker and I rose a fleet of five trucks and four also work. I managed a trucking company of 8 trucks, worked to start with the TBG, okay. Then Stony Valley, both are great companies, mm-hmm. E-Construction, lot of work I did with them, and CLH and a few others. And this was very meaningful. People of the area and the already business people here welcomed me. They provided all sorts of help, being I was a new trucker. In Toronto, I was a trucker on highway. Mm. I had been going to USA and California and back to Toronto. This sort of trucking, gravel trucking, dump trucking was new for me. Mm. People has been very helpful. To start with, I started my career in Canada as a laborer. You trust me, you had been sleeping on the ground also, to the footpaths also. Slowly, gradually, I developed my career here, and people were, as I told you, extremely nice. Mm. Back country, I was a lawyer also, and before that, 23 years, I was a military man, major. I got a commission in 1973. And 1996, 23 years, I had been active in my uniform. I respect all uniform people. I know the amount of danger they pass through to sacrifice for the community. And with that, why I came here, I was from the good upper class of my community. But for the future of my family, superior education, I came to this part of the world and people welcomed me. After about 8 years of service, the trucking company, you know, there was a recession, and the recession had been driving cab also for my survival, myself, my son, and slowly we kept on gradually coming forward. Mm. In 2009, you know, Vaughn Jessam, I was went to his office, Guy Butler's office. I asked him about the community affairs and he advised me to go to senior center, and since then till today I am a part-time volunteer worker. Whenever I'm in the town, I go to them, help the senior centers. And somebody may ask me, why seniors? You know, I feel that seniors are the jewel of the community. They had given their past to this community. They are the full of experience, so that I also learn something, also serve them, giving them the message to them also, to the community also, because we are here for the services. Mm-hmm. And volunteers, to start the volunteer services and jobs, and you know, this is my hometown. And in between, I had been doing trucking in all over Canada and USA, Mexico, up in Mexico, you know, though I was stationed here, but you know, I had been getting dispatched from Edmonton, and people had the perception that probably I moved to there. My son lives there, he is doing trucking there. And going to USA and all over interstate gave me a lot of experience, a lot of confidence. Surely whenever I come back, you know, you see, because the Coventry workers, you know, this is the medal during fire 2016. When the evacuation took place, I took my family, put it in Edmonton, and next day I came back to help first responders, because I, being the veteran, I felt that I am experienced enough to contribute something. I was not allowed to enter to the town, so I fell at Laklabish Community Center, reception center, with MP David Jardga. With his family, I stayed there 3 days in the reception center. About 8,000 people from Fort McMurray went there without much announced. It is great of the Laklabish community. Laklabish community, the people, Mayor Umar Al-Margrabi, you know, without any notice, 2 hours notice, because people were already at Conklin area, from there they moved, and suddenly, but you know, people started pouring there, and they entertained them so well that within 24 hours, all the things were established, even to the animal hospital also. All the facilities were provided. I was extremely impressed the way Canadians worked, and all over Canada, and people, volunteers started coming. That was the things which impressed me the maximum. So for my performance, 3 days there, 2 days in Edmonton, and 1 day in Calgary. After spending these 5 days volunteer works, and this was acknowledged, and Madam Melissa Blake and his team awarded me with this medal, Heroes of Fire. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, you know, this is part of the goodness of this community that they acknowledge. After that, David Jardga was very happy. His family was very happy, and they were so caring that one night, at the first night at 11 o'clock, they said, "We will arrange bedding and motel for you." I said, "I have not come here for motels. I have come here to duty, and I shall man the office 24 hours. At 11 o'clock, 11 p.m., they went somewhere and got the bedding. I don't know, everything was closed. It is nice of the family. So he also gave me this insignia, and that was acknowledgement of my volunteer works. From Fort McMurray till Cold Lake, his writing is there. He was extremely happy, and surely I learned a lot from him, because you know, they were very passionate people. I did mistakes, you know, certain complaints against me. The way, I mean, back home, I had been taking a lot of initiative. Here, the initiatives are controlled. You know, there I also, Brian Jean and Tenny Yahoo, they were very vibrant during 5 days. We went from reception center to reception center. And you see, Brian Jean, you know, stood first night or two nights in a tent. You know, he could have been in a motel. The idea was to give an impression to the community that we are with you, leaders are with you. You know, always the politicians, you know, they should be sharing the sorrows and happiness of the community. That he displayed it for me, and my further actions till today would tell you that I was quite vibrant as a community leader, as a counselor, to follow that. I am extremely grateful to his mother also, Mrs. Francie Jean. In 2017, there was a bloodshed in Quebec. Muslim mosques were fired and discriminated firing. And she said, "Dogar, I'm very sorry that it happened with your community." And somebody, you know, that reveals it is not the Muslims who are terrorists. Terrorists are available, are present everywhere. The idea is that terrorism has no culture, no particular faith. You know, that gave me a lot of strength. I was a lot of attached to her in my further community works. I got a lot of inspiration from her, and she also endorsed me in writing for my elections. I also participated in 2010 election, then 13 election, then 18. You see, fourth time I got elected, and there's a lot of thanks to the community who acknowledged me in the leadership role. And though I am from a working class, from a labor class, you know, that is great of this community. They see the work, they see the passion, they see the what do you do. Not that you know, endorsement doesn't work. In my 2018 elections, 18 people, top people of this community, like Netanyahu, like David Yardaga, Sheldon Germain, Phil Maher, so many endorsed me, but I didn't make it. But in the final, they said, you know, people always gave a very reasonable reply that we want to see you for some more time. And they saw me for more time. In 2021, I was elected, and since then I'm on the council. 3 years have passed, only 1 year is left. Now always, you know, you'd question, what did you do? I alone couldn't do anything. There are so many motions where I was alone. And you know, somebody says, you are not in step with others. You know, if so, I tell my reasons, which I will put up on my website, then my residents can feel, and they can diagnose whether I was right or wrong. I had the reason to say no. You know, there was A&W land sold for purchased for 8 million, and later on sold, given for 1 million, without protocol, without return, without security, everything. I was on holidays back home. The moment I came back, I raised a voice. You know, I was alone. But next year, again, they diagnosed that man, of course, sued me. I don't have to discuss that. Any case which is in the court is not to be discussed. And you know, with that, you know, I gained a confidence. Even I alone can stand, and that voice is being heard. After that, there were other also, you know, problems also. There's another case that I sued somebody, you know, for defamation. I don't have to tell it, because the case is, there are two defamation suits. You know, there was some bad people also. I came on the council also, particularly CEOs. Both CEOs were not very fair with me. Anyhow, my colleagues are good, and I am very much happy with my colleagues. Lars Boozier, mature man, decent man. Then Keith McGrath, he can bulldoze the things, he can forcefully say. People raise some questions, that is their prerogative. But the forceful and reasonable approach, experienced approach, he has it. Then Madam Strout, God bless her in high place in heavens. We loved each other. My wife had a cancer patient. I was in Edmonton, and for the funeral I came there for a few hours. And I was the only one who attended all the three events of the funeral, and in the church also, in the graveyard also, and later on at Mac Island. You know, that was the passion for my colleagues also. My two young people, Kendrick Cardinal, intelligent and forthcoming, and Stu Wagle, also fair in his approach, and with us and us, everybody is good, you know, except one or two, where you find something, you know, questions are there, but I will not name them or give them. So this is my story till today. Even today, I am under severance from my municipality. You know, there was a fire last year, June, July, Beacon Hill, Abbasand, and Perry Creek, they were evacuated. Once they were evacuated, I followed them the next day, that my residents, they are in a bad shape, I must follow them. And I went to Laklavich. On 8/81 I went. I went through all the four localities of Ward 4, and Councillor Strout, sister, was very happy with me that I visited all her four localities who were under stress because of fire. Laklavich I went, CAO, and their CEO, Laklavich, and his staff was very, very much present on the reception center, looking after. And later on, I was alleged that I disturbed my own people, those who were representatives of the municipality. So I simply said that I did not disturb anybody in the last 20 years, even 3 years on the council. How come in 30 minutes I will disturb somebody? Surely I went there, I said hello, hi, how many people have gone to Edmonton, how many Cold Lake, what is the address of Cold Lake? But certain allegations were leveled and the Integrity Commission didn't listen to me even. He called me, I said my wife is under cancer and I'm going under treatments, wait for a while. And you know, he compiled his, there was something negative probably, you know, previous CEO Henry Hunter. He was not all that fair with me. He was fired as a director and got severance of 0.5 million and later on again hired as a CEO, again got a severance. So I was very upset about it. I'd been raising voice and I raised the voice and, you know, I came something wrong with me and taken as wrong. You know, intentions were never wrong. So I came to that. You see, not only Laklavich and I went for Cold Lake, then one night and then next day to Cold Lake, then to Edmonton also. 3 days I spent it. You see, it is my idea is that the counselor is not only in the council to raise hand, yes, no, yes, no. He has to, the MGA states, the duty of a counselor or a politician is, a mayor is, welfare. And welfare has many meanings, to share the goods, happy moments also, the difficult moments. Difficult moments, I have told you that Laklavich fire, 2016 fire, even the Janvier were evacuated. I followed them also in the hotels also. Fort Chippewa people were fired. I was here in the restaurants. The happy moments, there were four Christmas so far. In the two, I was back home. I have the pictures of that, if I could show it. Both the pictures, I went to the churches there. You know, though I don't celebrate Christmas, that is also my happy anniversary also. But to give a message to the community there, that Canadians taught me to share good feelings of the minority. We are a minority here in Fort McMurray. Canadians encouraged us, participated, and now it is, I am giving the message in Pakistan. I, you know, went to minorities into 2021 Christmas, in 2002 Christmas. I have the pictures. After this, I can show you the pictures also. These were the happy moments, and two Christmas I spent it here. Both the Christmas 25th of December, I was on Knights of Columbus lunch, community lunch, where there was 500 people. I was the only counselor. I say only counselor present in all the two or three lunches. Rather, I have attended 5-6, but in as a counselor, I'm saying it. So I want to go, and I am sorry to say, Fort McMurray today always portray me as a wrong man, as a bad boy. No, that's not the case. They never quoted me as a good man. And you know, I recently got approved a motion that on Canada Day, we should do the lighting all over like the Christmas. You know, with a lot of my reasoning, they approved it, my council approved it. But you know, they said we'll not give funds, and with so far they have not advertised, where rather it becomes a national and international issue also. You know, provincial issue and national issue, that Fort McMurray name would have gone up higher and higher, but no statement came from a mayor or any responsible people. I feel that there should have been a statement issued that this is how we want to do it, inspiring people to do it. And Canada Day is very, very sacred for us to create, patriotism also, nationalism in view of what the demand of USA. We have to show that we are very much spirited, and probably nothing follow up. I'll try to make, still there are 2 months to shout, and I would request you to also help me in that. So I am always passionate for my community. Once I came back, I told mayor that I could make 10,000 in my trucking on the first interview. But here I'm surviving only $2,800, the salary carry home. I get it from the municipality. And also I drive sometime cab or skip the dishes. You know, this is my pride. I started as a laborer, a working class. You know, I want to give them the feel that everybody's equal. You know, this is a brief what all is, and this is about my 20 years that I have I have done it in 10-15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you know, I am thankful to you that I could speak out my heart to you without interruption. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and actually perfect timing. Tanner just tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose today, Dogar, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sorry, I didn't.
A shout out or plug. So now you can talk to the studio audience and say like hi to whomever or thank you to whomever or do a
you
plug
mean,
for yourself.
Wind up?
Yeah, wind up, yes.
Oh, thank you very much for giving me the time, Elliot and his team. And it is the first time I came to know that, you know, I was called without any preparations. I was sick last night. I wanted you to postpone it. But you, man of your own principle, I wanted to ask you the questions also so that my English expression is not all that fluent or good. Mm. But you said this is my policy.
Yes.
You know, I will not ask you any question, will not interrupt you, or I will not tell you anything. You know, thank you very much. Without interruption and in a very friendly atmosphere, I could talk to the people, my residents. You know, I would advise all of you to be more vibrant in the community, to participate more on Canada Day, do the lighting also on your houses like on Christmas. And still I see many houses there under lights, and you know, they're doing very good. And I would also recommend to my immigrants also that they should be as sincere or as loyal to this country, which is looking after ourselves, our children, bread and butter, better quality of life. And, you know, we should love it more than anything else. And we should try to contribute on the events like Canada Day, Christmas, and Remembrance Day. We should try to participate and give an impression of paying back. This is how the communities come together. We should always be thankful that an immigrant is sitting before you on a leadership role. You know, out of 24 candidates who ran, you know, these are the two. One is Funky Majoko from Nigeria. She was number one, I was number two, you know, from the same Asian countries. You know, this culture adopts everyone, welcomes everyone, and gives their due respect. You know, every time, you know, some people attribute their defeat or failings towards the discrimination. No, every time it is not there. But we have to work more hard. We have to perform better to prove that we are the loyals of this land. And we are thankful to all Canadians, indigenous people who are before us. And I tell my people, you know, somebody from my side, it's a constitution which gives us the rights of equality, not any credit to Mr. Elliott or this man. Why? I said, this constitution is not made by me or my father or my grandfather. This constitution is made by him or his father or his grandfather. So we must have to pay good respect, proper respect to all the Canadians who are before me. This is my message. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.